After a multi-year winner from the Scholars Ignite competition, Alex Jeske.
No pressure at all. Opportunities for graduate students to gain meaningful teaching experience are pretty few and far between. Especially in the sciences where most of us don't TA consistently to earn our salary. Not that I'm complaining, but for me at the University of California, my program requires me to TA for one quarter. That's 10 weeks. 60 contact hours with students. 60 hours over the course of a 5-year degree, and that's all the teaching experience that I get. And even though opportunities for teaching certificates or pedagogy courses are becoming more popular, it's often almost impossible for TAs to incorporate any of these newer techniques into our lectures. Consider, if you're teaching a lab on plant propagation, how do you flip the classroom or teach in a Socratic method when the syllabus you're given still says that you have to grade the students on how well they perform a saddle graft? And for postdocs, the opportunities for teaching experience are even bleaker. But all is not lost. Graduate students have one ready-made opportunity to gain more teaching experience, and that's through mentorship. So in contrast to a teacher, a mentor is a much less formal relationship. However, it shouldn't be undertaken casually. A mentor is equal parts teacher, friend, and advisor. And luckily for graduate students, there are a lot of people around us who oddly want to be where we are. So I've got a couple of tips from my mentorship experiences at the University of California that I'd like to share with you. I've been both a peer mentor and a mentor for students in the lab. And one of the things that I would say first off is that you should have tough conversations early. Establish the expectations of your mentee and the expectations of your mentee for you. This can prevent a lot of resentment later when they think that they shouldn't be contacting you, but they can contact you actually a lot more, and you think they're ignoring you. Another thing I would say is that you should become friends with your mentee. Very often in these tough conversations, they will straight up lie to you about what they want, because they know exactly what you want to hear. So by becoming friends with them, it makes them more comfortable with you, and it makes them more able to have tough conversations with you. More evil, very more. The final thing I would suggest is to make them independent. As a mentor, your job is to no longer have a job. And so the quicker that you can give them independent projects, help them design their own experiments, or just generally make them need you less, the better of a mentor you are. So what I would encourage you to do between now and the next year is find a mentee. Or if you already have one, reevaluate some of the strategies that you're using for your mentorship. And with that, I've got about 28 seconds left. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to take them. So one of the nice things I've noticed about that, especially being a peer mentor, is that in our program we have a year of mentorship, and then they're just students alongside you. It integrates them better with the cohort of students above them and below them, and so they end up having more friends. And so even though the mentorship relationship is over, it serves to integrate them better socially into the department and into their community of other scientists or whatever sort of community mentorship organization you're in.